This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, Alan Ford.
How you doing, Nathan?
I am revitalized.
Why?
I had a really good week last week.
I know.
We weren't here.
We weren't here, but there's a reason.
But I mean, you know, sometimes it's nice being stuck in this little black room, but other times it's great to be in the great outdoors.
Okay. So before we get there,
yes,
I just want to, can I do a shout out?
Okay. It's your show. Go ahead.
That's your show, actually.
Okay. Well, but, then, no.
Gabby is 6 years old and has just come out of hospital, and her stomach's doing really well, and she's fab, and her mom's good. So just a shout out to Gabby in Durban from coast to coast.
Go, Gabby.
Go,
congratulations, Gabs, on your stomach.
She hasn't been well. That's life.
Oh, shame.
But you know what we're going to do? We just give a shout out because it's kind of cool.
Cool.
Anyway, on that note, so let me just tell you about this. Nathan Rowe and I, with Matthew Marinas, Cameron Vandenberg, two Michelin star, Scott Parker, chef, top chef, and the team, this time last week, were in the wonderful ocean. Literally.
Yes, in Walker Bay.
In Walker Bay, which is the Indian Ocean, by the way, right? On the cusp of the Indian and Atlantic.
Still pretty cold.
Okay. Can you describe some of the magical moments that we had last week?
All right. Well, we were a bit late, Matthew and myself. So we ran down this beautiful little path in Hermanus down to the old harbor. There was, I think, a passion play going on. There were crosses on the hill. There was fynbos. It was beautiful. As we got down to the water level, a whale called a Brutus. Yeah, they pronounce it Brutus whale.
Yeah, but it's South African, they call it a bridal whale.
Okay.
Yep.
It jumps out, and we saw that. So that was amazing. Then we hopped in some kayaks and went sea kayaking around the bay to a jump called, something in Afrikaans. And we jumped off that, and it was a neap tide. So it was actually 16 meters high instead of 14 meters, which is 2 meters is quite a lot of height when you're jumping off something into the sea and hoping you don't land on a big piece of kelp and die. And then we jumped back in our kayaked to the new harbor, went picking mussels off the docks. It was amazing. And I have to tell you, you didn't go under the docks, but going under the docks in the kayaks, the light that reflects under there is like this beautiful green-blue hue. It's like heavenly.
It was an incredible experience.
Absolutely amazing.
Okay. The fact that the boys were bleeding, Cameron Vandenberg, our top Olympian. Okay.
Yeah, you injured him and threw him off a cliff.
I threw him off a cliff just before he's going to swim in the Commonwealth Games in Australia. Okay. I threw him off the cliff. Okay. And Scott Parker, who's one of the best chefs in the world, so hot, these two guys, threw him also off a cliff.
And he is afraid of heights.
And then threw you off a cliff.
Yeah, but I was quite willing to go.
You jumped.
Yeah.
With GoPros. It was one of the most incredible, incredible days I've ever spent filming.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you sit. Oh, and then we went to a beautiful wine farm. And
Hamilton Russell Wine Estate.
Hamilton Russell. The most amazing thing.
So it was absolutely incredible.
I have to say, it's one of those moments where you look back and you're like, how did I get here in my life? You know, why am I in Cape Town jumping off cliffs when everyone else is at their desk?
I know. Firstly, I was telling you, Nathan Rowe, I love spending my early start of my 40s running around the world with you, just by the way. Seriously, brilliant. Awesome. And we get to do this every single week here on cliffcentral.com. So good morning to you as autumn begins and this magnificent, magnificent Thursday as it is. What a show we have. Chris Chameleon, performer and musician, will join us later on the line. We've got the phenomenal Carmen Pretorius, who has traveled throughout the world or Asia, performing Maria in The Sound of Music, which opens next week. Okay, we're going to have Andre Swartz, who plays the Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, on the line. We're going to be doing some fun sing-alongs here in studio. But I do want to open the show with what I've heard is one of the most exceptional Well, firstly, he's just an exceptional person. But it's a new show at Daphne's place, because, you know, we just name it. It's Peter's place, Daphne's place, Hazel's place, Janice's place, Richard's place. Everyone's got a place. the best producers. But, of course, the theatre on the square. Riyad Moussa has got a show called Life Begins. And he's on the line with us right now because I tell you, Riyad, how does life begin?
First of all, thanks for having me, dude. The reason why I called it Life Begins is I've recently turned 40, and it's sort of a psychological declaration to the world that I'm only getting started. I think it's almost like, I'm not saying I have a midlife crisis, but, you know, I do need a little bit of therapy. So usually, you know, you would pay someone to let you talk. So I thought I'd rather talk on stage and get people to pay me. # Indian Gene. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Riyad, I've got to tell you, my brother. I'm Lebanese. Lebanese and Indians are very similar people. You know,
yes.
Big families. I mean, you just had your fourth kid. I think
the
child is only like 6 weeks old. Bless you, by the way. But I just turned 40, and it feels different. What should I do? Should I get a new car, a younger man, a new hairstyle? What exactly should I be doing? I'm so confused by this whole 40 thing. I'm going on a diet again, which I've been on like 17,000 of them. I have been pregnant since I've 8. I just haven't given 8 years old. I haven't given birth to anything, unlike you who have 4. So exactly what should we be doing at 40?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
So it's the reason. I thought I would be wiser by now. I thought I would have things figured out by now, but I feel like I'm still crawling. That's why on the poster of the post for life. Basically, my head on the body of a baby. So it's like there's a dual thematic message here. It's like I don't understand what's going on. I feel like I'm still a baby in any sense. And at the same time, also I'm raring to go. You know, I don't want to say it's not downhill from here.
Hell. Okay. But I'm so thankful that you have this show. I'm sorry I haven't seen it as yet, but the reason I haven't is because I'm scared. Because I have to face this.
No, but that's not even like my, like most of it is not specifically about what happens when you're 40. You know, there are little bits in the show where, you know, there's certain things like. I found, you know, like physical things. I found another gray hair the other day. You know,
it's terrible.
And it wasn't, you know, it was in a part of my body that should not have gray hair.
I know, isn't that shocking?
Hair,
I know.
But when you find there's a sadness that comes over you, people say it's like age is just a mindset. No, when you have a gray in those areas, you are old no matter what your mind is. That is actually the marker of getting old.
You know, Red.
So deal with it.
Please.
But the show is basically talking about my perception on the world, my personal experiences. I basically use myself as a template for my comedy, So it's wide ranging topics from personal to political to just, you know, absurd stuff that I talk about.
What is the most absurd thing as you turn 40 and your outlook? What are you realizing in what's going on around you?
That I have changed. Well, no, in terms of the strange thing is that I have changed as a person. Like I was genuinely, people used to think I'm a nice guy, and I was, you know, genuine nice guy.
Terrible.
You know, like I had a very genuine, you know, love for. Now I get irritated about everything. It's just like irrational irritation. Like I still believe in the concept of being nice, and I try and, you know, create that veneer, but inside, not genuine anymore. Like the other day, I met someone for the first time, and I was still thinking that I was nice. That's weird. It's a weird thing, you know. Like I met someone for the first time. I was like, it's so nice to meet you. My brain. I'm going, it's so nice to meet you. I'm giving myself the finger in my own brain. Weird. So I'm going through a lot of stuff, dude. This is a therapeutic exercise for me.
Riyad, firstly, a superb producer, comedian. Your movies have done exceptionally well. What can we expect in the next, let's throw it out there, 10 years? Well, the next year at least.
Well, okay, we're not...
more children. Not well, more children. More procreation. Okay. More procreation.
Hopefully not. I love my kids, but when I heard of that I was going to have the fourth one, forget it, was sick to me, I was ready for a sledgehammer to the nuts. like, really, I was in that moment going, okay, we're not going to go through.
Yeah, because VAT's gone up to 15%, you know, but your percentage has gone way up now with another kid. Sure.
I haven't done the op yet, but I may have an op donation. Hopefully much more stand-up comedy. I'm trying to consolidate all my specials, my comedy specials. I want to make them available to everybody on an online platform. That's one aspect. So
superb. Where can we find it?
It'll be on my website, riyadmoussa.com, because of DVDs are, you know, becoming archaic thing of the past. So I want to make sure that all my content is available to people at all times, and on social media as well. I've got a YouTube channel that I'm going to start nurturing, as well as I'm trying to do funny health videos, nurture, you know, my medical side, you know, by trying, like, collate my two careers. So instead of, like, people, are you going to go back to practicing medicine? Well, but I would like to do entertaining health videos. And do a bit of health promotion so I can maybe get important health information across in a entertaining way, you know?
So
complicated medical ideas palatable.
So really, I'm going to pop in my brother to come and see the show at Theatre on the Square. Uh-huh. But I'm going to tell you one thing interesting is that I make TV shows. So you and I need to talk because we could do some really fun stuff because life actually begins at 40. Because we were dirty when we were 30, now we're naughty when we're 40. And now it starts. Huh? Riyad, I just thank you for connecting and most importantly, for making people happy. And
thanks,
I think the coolest thing about life begins, it always begins with a laugh. And if you can smile and wake up every day with a smile on your face, I think it's a cool thing. And I think that's what
really
you give people.
It's
really therapeutic. It really is. Thank you, my friend, Riyad Moussa.
All the best.
Bless you, brother. Cheers, and that's Riyad Moussa. Great.
Yeah. Laughter definitely is the best medicine.
It
I would
is.
Totally watch his comedic, like, health channel. That sounds amazing.
It's amazing, exactly. Yeah. I mean, because you know the funniest thing is Professor Harry Seftal, HH, Honest Harry. Hello, HH, Honest Harry. Fish, fowl, and fiber. Are they sinkers? Are they floaters? Now, when they sink, you're not healthy, and when they float in the toilet, that's very good for you. That means you've got good fiber in your bodies. That's what he used to say. So. You can play halitosis. You could use the whole thing on halitosis. You can have a whole thing on poop. The poop.
Wow.
Terrible. I know. Right. Hair falling out. Boobs. We don't even go to the vaginal things. Oh, Lord. Which I don't want anything to do with.
That sounds exciting. I'm excited for your TV show. Sure.
Well, you know we're doing some great things.
Yes. Shall we welcome this absolutely
extraordinary
actress that is in our presence?
Extraordinary.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Is that Japanese, I think?
That's Japanese.
Chinese is?
I can say ni hao pyongyang.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Is that my knee is no longer hurting?
Yes. No, it means you are very beautiful.
Oh. Thank you.
Ni hao pyongyang.
I'm blushing.
I know, I wasn't blushing. Yeah. Oh, so divine.
I can also say ting, which means stop.
Ting. Sure. Okay.
Well, that's excellent.
When would you use that in China?
When you're on a bus and you're hurtling at 100 kilometers
you
an
go,
hour.
Ting!
An entire cast of The Sound of Music behind you right. and the driver
really?
Is negotiating.
Those are
streets.
A few of your favorite or not favorite things?
Favorite things.
Firstly, you've traveled and it's so exciting because the entire city of Johannesburg going crazy. Everyone, yeah.
I'm excited.
Sound
for
of
that.
Music is coming in. Yeah! Maria's here. The Von Trapps are coming. The kids are going to, I believe, out of this
the
world.
The kids are phenomenal.
And I cannot tell you because the Sound of music has got to be one of the most exceptional shows ever.
It really is. And it really is one of those, I always say, it's sort of within the basket of the holy grail of theatre. Okay. I mean, it's the most loved musical in the world as it's been billed. So. Yeah. That is something phenomenal to be a part of. The kids are exceptional. They're on the ball. I am so excited to see that talent shining. And I think Johannesburg is going to freak out when they see the young talent that's actually available in this country.
It's incredible. And the people that have created the talent is exceptional.
Yes. We've got exciting stuff coming up in the country for young talent, for the future of musical theatre and performance in this country. So come and see the stars of tomorrow as well as the stars of today.
Now that is Carmen Pretorius, who plays Maria in The Sound of Music. We're going to have her doing some wonderful things in a moment. On the line, though, we're very privileged to have... Do you know Chris Chameleon?
Mm-hmm.
Carmen, isn't he like one of the most incredible...
He is honestly one of my
favorite performers.
Idols. Yeah.
Seriously.
He is such a dynamic and incredibly talented and interesting musician and person. I've never met him.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you something. He just was at the Woord Fees.
Yeah.
Okay, which is exceptional. Everything that CakeNet's doing is quite exceptional. Proudly Afrikaans is everywhere. Kaka and Ka is
now
everything.
I've never been.
You've got to do this stuff. And he's got a new show that he performs with his phenomenal partner in it called Cut and Wolf.
Cut and Wolf.
And he's on the line. But I want to tell you what they're doing, which is so beautiful, is that they're going to Delta Park. Listen to this. And this coming Saturday, on the 31st of March, they're doing a pop-up restaurant, a pop-up bar, under the trees, and a performance of Cut and Wolf with the one and only Chris Chameleon and Daniela Diesel. Chris, welcome to the show.
Top of the morning to you, Alan. How are you?
Top of the morning. That is so cool. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Now, Chris, firstly, not only are you one of South Africa's one of our greatest, I think, musician, yes, performers, yes, artists, producers, but sure, firstly, it's a privilege to have you on the show. Thank you for being here and with us.
Yeah.
But I mean,
thanks
firstly,
for having me.
Such a pleasure. Cutten and Wolf, in Wolf, tell me about the show and tell me how, because it's so intriguing how political and clever it is. I've just read up the piece. By the way, I went to Cricket and I actually bought my own tickets to go and see the show. And I've already paid for my meals. I know what I'm doing. Tell me about it, Chris.
Well, Daniela Diesel and I made our first production together a couple of years ago. And we called it Fourth Days. It was entirely in Afrikaans. But we found that it seemed sort of cumbersome to call it Daniela Diesel and Chris Chameleon. You have these two different entities. And we create so much work together that we've decided to give another name to that. And we went for Cut and Wolf because we also do English stuff. It's pretty balanced. We have a Zulu song in there. We have English stuff, Afrikaans stuff, and Chinese stuff, believe it or not. And we decided to put all that out under the name Cut and Wolf because it can be Cat and Wolf as well. It's sort of bilingual. And and that's what we're going to bring on Sunday. It's a very new production. The CD is so fresh. It still has that printer smell. And we're feeling it out for the audiences ourselves. We're getting wonderful feedback. A lot of the traditional Afrikaans fans of my work are slightly caught off guard by the presentation because it's not anything like what I usually do in my Afrikaans capacity, which of course is exactly what I wanted. If I don't change, I guess I'm not Chris Chameleon.
Yeah, you can't be the Chameleon. Can I ask this question? Where did Firstly, what is your name?
My name is Chris, Johannes Christian, to be more precise.
Okay.
And my surname is something I never reveal.
I know you don't. Okay, but
because when I call the plumber, it's nice to
just say, yeah, I believe, call me so.
Should not be me.
Okay, cool. And chameleon, you picked that because transformation all the time, moving. Verandering.
Yes, actually, it's an interesting story. And in 1988, I was part of a thing that at the time was obviously completely illegal. An American computer company, Unisys, at the time, they arranged for 30 black students and 30 white students to go from Johannesburg to Durban to Richards Bay back to Johannesburg on a 10-day train trip. And it was really about educating us about the country because, of course, we grew up in a completely different paradigm, and also information as to the true state of the nation is very hard to come by. So it was politically a very laden, heavy kind of trip. And they had to choose president for the train, and they chose me as the president, but I wasn't the only president because all the black students voted for a black student, all the white students voted for a white student, and in the end, I had exactly the same amount of votes than the black candidate, but the black candidate was albino. And I remember the joke at the time was, you can't get away from white government. No, it was quite a laugh. But this guy, his name was Cecil, he was an incredibly intellectual chap, and we were very poor at governance because we just sat in the train in our compartment, and we were just talking, discovering about each other's worlds because, you know, as it was at the time, blacks and whites were separated in such a way that you really didn't get information from the other side. And we were completely intrigued. And then the two of us came up with this idea of the chameleonism of people, where people, you know, you're not the same person in front of your wife as you are in front of your colleagues, as you are as a boss, as you are as someone working for a boss, etc. And it's not that you're two-faced, it's just you reflect the environment. It brings something different out in you, each one of those environments, those people. And I like the idea so much that since then, 1988, I went onto that chameleon vibe. Yeah.
Well, it's such an interesting thing because I have a program on CakeNet called Veranderinge in Veranderung, which is interesting.
Okay.
For a non-Afrikaans speaking producer. Well, I've learned very quickly because clearly how good. I mean, come on. But not to be funny, that is life. You have to roll with the punches. You've got to go with life. You've got to change and you have to adapt. And you've got to embrace it. And I guess that's what the chameleon in you is, and that's why you did that. But the creation is that we're never, is it right to say we're never exactly who we are until we get there?
Yeah, not pretty much. Strange thing is, having called myself chameleon for the better part of 30 years now, it feels like I've adapted certain things. I've become slower. I guess part of it has to do with the fact that I'm approaching 50. I've definitely become slower. And I can roll my eyes in all directions.
Nice.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Chris, I was at the RAN show. They were busy setting up the RAN show yesterday. And I actually thought about you and Boo, because I saw you many years ago there. And that, I mean, that performance alone was one of the ones that I, you know, I put as like what made me want to become a musician myself. And I wanted to ask you, what was that change about? Like, when did you start wearing men's clothing in a performance and things like that?
Well, it's very intriguing that you would ask this right now, because I had a performance last night, and it was a performance at the Theatre in Pretoria, and it was the history of Boo.
Oh, wow.
This year marks the 21st year of Boo, and I thought I wanted to do a theatre show for mainly the festival circuit, the art festival circuit, in which I explain what happened to the band and how we came to be and everything we've gone through. And it's really a raw piece of work. All the sex, drugs, rock and roll. I'm very frank about that. I also thought it was time to come clean about some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And two people afterwards came to me and told me about the show you just told me.
The Randy's the Rock Festival.
And the story I told both of them was that an interesting thing is our only number one hit. We had a number two hit with Ooh Ooh Ah Ah, and then we had a number one hit with a song called Stage Fright. But it was a co-production with Kwaito producer KB Ikane Cabello.
Yeah.
And it went to number one on the 5FM chart. And we couldn't play it because obviously with the quieter stuff, there's a lot of technological stuff you do in the computer. And we thought there at the Randy show, we're going to try it. And it was a dreadful attempt. So our only number one hit, this is typical Boo stuff, our only number one hit was a song called Stage Fright. The album sold 800 copies and that's it. And we never performed it live.
That's like multi-platinum in South Africa.
Yeah. It's really strange. But Jacques, you know the change. What happened was on the 19th of September 2004, two of the former members of Boo announced their retirement, and we were only a three-piece band, so that was very difficult for me to carry on. I had to first, you know, I was almost 35 at the time, and I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I have no skills. And then I just...
Chris, you sound like Barry Gibb, you know? I mean, when he lost two of the Bee Gees.
Oh, right, really? Yeah.
But I'm floored by the fact that you think you had no skills. I mean, watching you on that stage, I've never seen, first of all, a bassist singing, but not only playing bass, but playing what you played on bass and sang was just the most mind-blowing thing, I think, and that's why everyone remembers it. It's just seared into people's memories.
The reason my bass is impressive is because I can't play bass, so I cheat my way through it. Usually when people come to me afterwards and they say, wow, man, you're incredible, then I'm like, you're not a bassist, are you? And then they're like, no, how did you know? And then sometimes people come and they're like, you know, you're getting away with murder. And then I'm like, you're a bassist, aren't you? And they're like, yeah.
But I mean, you really do live up to your name, Chameleon. I mean, I think the next time I saw you was when you did Pierre Yesu with the Drakensberg Boys Choir. Mm-hmm. And that floored me as well, because now, you weren't slapping your bass dressed like a lady anymore. You were now this man, but singing every part. I mean, if you looped yourself, you could just be the Drakensberg Boys Choir, essentially.
That's right, kind of.
But I mean, it's so great to see you constantly changing and reinventing yourself and new. And I'm so excited for Die Katten, die Wolf. Which one are you, by the way?
That's a good question, because it's not, one would think that it's the wolf, and it's I'm probably more the cat, and Danila is the wolf, because I'm more domesticated, but want to be a bit free because I've boxed myself, and she's the wolf, which is, she's wild, but she's the stuff of which domesticated animals are eventually made.
Chris, can I ask you a favor? I would love you and Danila to come into studio, spend some time with us. We want to do a tribute to you. We're going to have some fun with you. Please, will you do that for us?
That would be wonderful, and it's an honor for you to have asked. Thank you.
Please come and join us. And I cannot wait. I wanted to just tell you, because I did it yesterday. Chris, people need to go into Cricket. It's so easy. Go to Cricket. It's the theatre. It's at Delta Park. It's a theatre in the park. And it's so cool. You book your seats. You can pick your meals. And it's lit in the middle of the night. If it rains, you're still performing. And it's so romantic. It's so much fun. And just to be in your presence and to see this performance, we cannot wait to do it. Please come and join us in the studio, my friend.
Yep, let's do that.
Okay, I'm going to sneak backstage for a photograph. Just deal with me because I'm a bit dramatic. At Lebanese, you know, the way it goes.
Absolutely, we do that kind of thing.
On behalf of Nathan and myself, it's been an absolute honor and pleasure. It's Cut and Wolf. Please don't miss it. Chris, you're getting into studio soon, please, my friend.
Yep.
And we're going to do it's going to be a tribute show to you, brother. That's what we're going to do. We wish you the best of luck.
And thanks for your time, Alan. I appreciate it.
My brother, both Nathan and I want to thank you very much. And I will say the following. Do not miss the show. It's Saturday night, Delta Park. Lyle Ramsden has done the most phenomenal thing. They've taken that little space, and it's so cool for school. Go to Cricket, book your tickets, and I'm telling you, this is the coolest thing you can do. And you can pick your meals, and it's so romantic, and it's like, bring your wine, and the bars all pop up. It's a cool thing for Johannesburg. Listen to me. And if you've got Chris Chameleon doing Cut In Wolf, I promise you, it's a winner.
Can we just groove to this for a moment? They were one of the weirdest bands I ever saw, but amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I think that's
amazing.
Why they were so inspiring.
Yeah.
Carmen Pretorius, you're in studio with me.
Hi,
I
am.
And with Nathan. This is CliffCentral.com. And of course, lift it up again. The music, let's make it louder.
You got to give a kiss me.
Comedy, are you shaking?
Before their time.
Yeah. But they were definitely like a live band. You had to go see what it was that was creating that music. I actually thought it never kind of translated as well recorded. You had to see it live. It was, I mean, that's where I think they were before their time, is because so many bands were quite good at recording themselves, but not great performers. And these guys were completely the opposite.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I've got to tell you something. I cannot wait to go on Saturday.
I'm really excited about that because Lyle and I, the Northcliffe High School people.
Are you also the Northcliffe person?
Yeah, so I'm a Northcliffe person. Lyle's a Northcliffe person.
Okay, so it's you, it's Lyle, it's John.
Jonathan Rocksmith. It's Richard Chris. Gow, Canal Cruz. We used to call him Connell Cruz.
Okay.
Samantha Pio, it to Canal. Is an ex-NHS. Yeah, well, people say in Canal now. I don't understand that, really.
Gate 69?
Chris
Dudgeon. Yeah. I mean, it's like.
There's a big pact.
What happened? What came out of Northcliffe?
There must have been some major production.
What happened?
Nick Jordan is the guy that sort of. He did everything. He directed, conceptualized, made the sets, built, you know, musical. He was the director of all our musicals. And I feel like he doesn't get enough credit for what he did. Ken Jaycock, who's also in Evita at the moment, TK. Like, there's so many of us that are working in the industry. And I think it's because we were allowed to sort of cut our teeth in that environment with Nick. So
I'm going to throw something your way. Just for the sake of it. Do you remember David Klein?
Yeah.
Who was your headmaster?
No, I was after that.
Okay.
I was born remember in 1990.
Remember, you're 40.
Shame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Common's about half that.
I speak younger than that. Yeah.
But David Klein came from Sandon High School, which also loved to encourage not only rugby.
Yes.
But
the arts.
Drama and the art. And that is good school.
And I feel like that's really important. I mean, look, I'm a thespian, so I'm one-sided here. But I also played hockey. You know, I'm also a bit of a sportswoman. But
yes, I played rugby and I used to sing.
Why are we not encouraging more art? And I feel like that's really important. You know, let me not get started.
Get started.
Sports gets subsidized and they get a lot of exposure on commercial TV and radio channels and stuff, and we sort of are still getting there in the arts.
Well, in theatre.
I mean, I think as a musician, it's maybe a different story.
But I do want to just surprise people by saying that Matthew Coonan, I love little Maddie, my little China. I love him, my China
bean. He's doing amazing things.
And what he's doing at Red Hill and what I saw with Hairspray last year and they're going to do with Footloose this year, that is the stuff that we've got to start to think that it's not just about, and I'm saying this, the Sound of Music is incredible.
Yes.
Okay. Hedwig was phenomenal last night, by the way. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see it.
I haven't seen it, but I have to.
Okay. You've got all the stuff happening in the main theatres.
Right.
But we've got to think of the small little places like
Delta Park.
Like Delta Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Red Hill School.
Yeah.
Or at that primary school.
Northcliffe High School, there's another thing happening.
Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? And that is what I think would make the industry so much brighter if we go and we do. It's not, I think people are getting into the school level to go like, it's no longer just going Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, Ti. No, it's no longer. Ons moet sing, ons moet dance, ons moet gaan
recht. And they are exciting, honestly, like exciting things happening on that level.
And that's
that
how
can
you
entertain adults. Like really, really phenomenal talent.
Because you're seeing it in kids.
Yeah.
Because the Sound of Music needs 7 young people.
And look at this, what's happening in the industry at the moment. I mean, we had Annie. We had Evita, which has, I think, 5 or 6 kids in the production. We have Sound of Music. A lot of productions now are using children, and that's the trend. So we need to expose this young talent and go and support them from when they're at school.
Okay. So on that note, we got to do something here.
Interesting. What do you want to do?
You got to sing something.
Oh, man.
I think you need to give us a list of some of her worst things.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Because I think we've got to start the morning with like a hit.
Yes.
An Easter hit.
Like a real hit. What is like one of your favorite karaoke's? We're making you stand up and karaoke. Come.
Am I standing up?
Okay. Yeah, stand up and karaoke.
Or you can sit down if you're more
No, you must stand and hold okay. your boot.
So for some reason, is this right what I'm doing with the microphone? I have to adjust the microphone. Yes. So for some reason, Celine Dion's A New Day.
A New Day?
In my head for a long time.
A new autumn. You see, so Chris is turning like in his like getting to 50. Riyadh's 40. I'm 40. It's a new day. It's autumn. I think it's an appropriate song.
Oh
well,
gosh,
it's at least an inspiring song.
Okay.
Might,
hush your face. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, from The Sound of Music, Carmen Pretorius.
And Alan Ford.
No.
I was waiting for so long, and I'm doing my best Celine Dion, for a miracle to come.
Yeah.
Everyone told me to be strong, hold on, and don't shed a tear. Through the darkness and good times,
go baby,
I knew I'd make it through. And the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you. Hush, love, I see a light in the sky. Oh, it's almost blinding me. I can't believe I've been touched by it.
Go Cape Town.
Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Woo! 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know, baby. That's what you do.
For a new, I'm singing Celine.
New
day.
Good morning at 9:39, cliffcentral.com. Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe with The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous. Carmen Pretorius playing Maria.
Yes.
Pretorius playing in The
yes.
Sound of Music.
I think that's probably one of the bravest, the bravest
so cool.
songs.
Okay?
Please don't judge me for my singing voice at 9:30 in the morning.
It was so cool for school.
Great. That was actually amazing.
We did have
someone try something high. Someone did try a Queen song once or something, and it was just...
That was just... seriously.
That was amazing.
It's very...
But you are amazing.
And I love your Celine Dion impression.
It's very tough to sing in the morning.
Do you mind just coming... Do you mind? Can you pop in throughout the season? Just do a number and leave.
Everyone's probably going, hell no. don't invite her to come.
You've made my, that's like my 40th year and I'm kind of going with it.
Thank you.
And you've made my day.
I'm going into tech rehearsals today. So because of you two, you must just phone in and say our responsibility if Carmen doesn't have a voice today.
Right.
The Sound of Music.
Although you did choose Celine.
Right. Yes, you did. 5 countries you've been to.
Yes.
Well, you've been to the Philippines, Hong Kong.
Macau. Well, in this tour, we did Singapore, Macau, Manila, and Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
And before, we did a bunch of countries in China. We did Hong Kong. We did Jakarta.
Sure.
New Zealand, when I was still playing Liesl. So I've done like a bunch of places over the last 4 years on and off.
Don't you find Asia is so different to a lot of... I mean, if you go to Europe, you can kind of...
Yes.
Because we're kind of European, we kind of understand Europeans,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
But when you go to Asia, it's such a different culture.
It's such a different way of looking at the world. Their paradigms are so different. And I think that's really exciting. A lot of people that I know certainly wouldn't go to the East in terms of going to China and touring around China. So it's been a phenomenally exciting experience to be able to say that I've done that.
Mm.
Countries I never thought I'd been to. People I never thought I'd meet. It's a culture shock. It's not easy.
Yeah.
They you have to dodge the pavement oysters. Mm-hmm. And
pavement oysters. Yeah. Oh right. Ew.
What is it?
It's a
sorry about that.
Because you know, it's acceptable there to do that. And I for us, we were very confused about that in the beginning. And also when you're on tour and you're singing in a show like The Sound of Music, you kind of I become very obsessive about my health and about my cleanliness.
And your voice, and because you have to hold that together.
Yeah, so I'm steaming twice a day, I'm hand sanitizing furiously. It's an obsession. I do become a bit obsessive. And now these people are spitting all over the road next to me. And I'm like, what? Why?
The heels are alive with the sound of mucus.
Exactly. But apparently it's seen as healthier to do that than rather to blow it in a tissue and stick it in your pocket.
What about just sniffing and swallowing? Is that bad?
Well, they try and aim for the dustbins, but sometimes I think they're a bit lazy, so then they just do it right in front of you, actually, when you're walking.
Okay, this is...
actually, I want to ask you about... because you spend so much time on aeroplanes, and I know if I fly down to Durban, if I fall asleep on the flight, I wake up with sinus issues.
Right.
And how do you fly around so much? Is this where the hand sanitizing and the...
So I have something called a humidifier.
Ooh. Tell us about it.
Okay, so
because I fly all the time.
Right, so you take it only works if you're on a flight for more than 2 hours, really. Mm-hmm. But what it does is it's like a Darth Vader mask. It looks like an oxygen mask, and you put it over your face, and it has a little filter at the bottom, and then it kind of filters all the bacteria out, but it also keeps your own moisture from your breath. Yummy. inside the contained area. So you are keeping your own air moisturized.
Where do you buy this thing?
You buy it online.
Really?
And so when I fly,
You have to.
In China, I've got a, what do you call those masks that you wear? You buy at Dischem. They kind of...
It's the doctor's mask.
The doctor's mask. Like the nurse, and then I have my humidifier over that. Really? Oh, wow. And then I have my... what do you call them? The brilikis that you wear to sleep.
The sleep.
So at what point do you start commanding the stormtroopers?
Yeah. I think, I must be honest, I get looks. Hey, people, and I had an air hostess came up to me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm perfectly fine.
And you were like, silence.
I'm like, I'm actually a singer, so like, I need to
do that. Because you're traveling the world for years.
I have to, because I get to the country and then like in a day's time I've got to sing.
Well, I mean, you did A New Day, which is lovely. And well done. This is buy a lacquer. You know, Chris Comedian's going to hold this forever. You know,
because he's got
Riyad Musa. You know, you're holding this space.
Great balls of fire.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan's doing great balls of fire coming up soon. Huh? How you doing?
Hey.
But it's the Sound of Music. The heels are alive.
Yes.
So what are we going to sing from The Sound of Music?
No, you guys are going to sing now. I'm
ooh.
Done.
No, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
I think we should have a yodel off.
Oh, I love
yodel. Oh, a yodel off. Oh, we got a yodel.
My favorite song on the show is Lonely Go To It because it's with me and the kids.
Okay,
and
okay. Hold on. Because we have prepped. And we didn't. Did you know we have surprised you?
But prepped.
Yes. We made it up ourselves.
We thought about it just before.
On a ball, hey?
Just before. Yeah. Okay. Come on.
All right. So,
am I listening or singing?
So we want to just firstly judge how we do, and then we want to see how you do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come. I don't know the words.
You go low. So
yeah.
That's where you are. And I'm up here.
There was a girl in a pale pink coat, toddly, oodly, oodly, hoo-hoo. She yodeled back to the lonely goat, toddly, oodly, 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 oodly,
okay. Wow. Well done.
I think of yodeling as like, you know, when you have a redneck kind of American going like, well, hi there, sir. Kind of have to do that and just keep going.
So you're going over your passaggio, which is your break in your voice, right? So you're kind of using that.
Are you kind of switching between pharyngeal and chest? Or
Right. Switching between head and chest.
Oh, head and chest.
Or pharyngeal is... Steven Tyler, that's pharyngeal, right?
So can you not yodel in your pharyngeal?
You can try.
Okay. So before
Alan's
we get
like, right, stop.
No, because I'm so excited for the yodel.
Why you want me to yodel?
No, because you have to yodel. But on the line, before we get to the yodel,
right,
is of course one of South Africa's most phenomenal actors, stars, took the Phantom of the Opera also to another level.
Andre.
Andre Swartz, the best. How you doing, Andre?
I'm doing well, and what an incredible introduction. Thank you. Will you please do that again?
Well, let me do it again. On the farm, one of the most fabulous stars in the world, Andre Schwartz.
Bum, bum.
Fantastic.
Firstly, one of my dearest friends who I love. Are you on the farm at the moment?
No, I'm not on the farm at the moment. I'm actually in town. About to add a meeting, which I've just stepped out because you are far more important than any other meeting.
What a gentleman.
How superb. So, Andre, firstly, coming into this role, you've done Panto just recently.
Yes, that's
right. You are, of course, Phantom, phenomenal. You've done this before. And I want to add a few things to this, but besides being a top TV presenter, TV producer, how much fun is to do all this stuff?
How do I find time?
How much fun is it?
How much fun?
Hello, Andre.
How much fun? Hello, my Engel.
Scotty, open your ears. Andre, how do you? How much fun are you having here with all this stuff?
Thank you, darling. I didn't put my little earpiece in.
Yes, put it in.
I'm having an immense amount of fun. Getting back into the role of the captain has been, as Coleman would tell you, rather daunting because it was quite a while ago that I did it. So yes, just getting everything back in a very short period of time. But the bottom line is, I think one reaches a certain stage in your life. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. And it really is an incredible amount of fun. And of course, it's also wonderful working with a team that are so giving and they know what they're doing. So yes, that makes a big difference as well.
And Andre, I want to add one of our best stars in South Africa, the one and only Malcolm Terry, is in the show. God. Isn't he incredible?
Malcolm.
Yeah.
He's just the biggest delight on stage. I mean, he will not argue with me when I say that he is certifiably mad, and and he has the wonderful capacity to take a single line and change that one line into a three-act opera. And he's just so well loved and so good at what he does.
So, Andre, this phenomenal show opens next week, Sunday on the 8th. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And I cannot, because firstly, all over Johannesburg, the signs are there, the billboards.
I have seen a lot of marketing, but I must say, our first performance is on Saturday night.
I know.
That's right.
Right.
That's,
I know.
This Saturday.
But the official opening.
Those are cool previews,
yes,
guys.
The previews, I mean,
just like, you can buy
your previews. Yes. But the opening is on the 8th.
So, yes, I know you're under pressure for this particular one. But I do want to ask the following, Andre. Can you yodel?
Do I yodel?
Yes.
No.
We're going to test it this time in the morning because we just did it.
See what they're doing to us,
see,
Andre.
I'm going to kill you. I know he's going to swim.
I mean, look at Carmen. She's so beautiful. How can you be so abusive?
Exactly. Shocking. So, Andre, you have a choice. You can either yodel or you can sing something because everybody sings something. What are you going to sing for us, or do you want to yodel?
I'll yodel.
Okay, let's get the... Andre?
I don't know if... Can you hear this, Andre?
Can you hear Andre?
Yeah.
Can you yodel for us to that?
One, two, three. Can you hear us? Andre, go.
I'm not going to yodel to that.
It's very
but it's a traditional.
I'll yodel something from the show. If you don't mind.
Okay. It was from the show. Okay, just yodel. Let's see.
Okay. Oh, was that from the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Andre, I'll give you a lead in. I'll give you the verse, and then you can just do your lead.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. One, two, three. High, high on a hill was a lonely goat herd.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd.
Yodelay, yodelay,
yodelay. Nice.
I love you, Andre. Beautiful. Andre, you know how much I love you.
It's not every day you get the Phantom of the Opera to yodel, hey?
You're so cool, dude.
And I
You're
do love
so
you.
Cool.
So
I love you. Andre Schwartz, I look forward to having you in studio soon. And we're going to do some fun things. So, well, I can't wait to see you in the show, by the way.
It'll be wonderful to see you. I hope you're going to be there on opening and we'll have a drink after.
I'm going to tell you I'm not going to be there for opening because I'm going to be at Peter Turin's big announcement, by the way, that's happening next week, Sunday in Cape Town.
Apparently that is happening.
I heard there's something big happening. So I don't know what it is. Yes, I'm going to be there.
It is quite exciting.
So I don't know what's going on, so don't tell anyone because I don't know what it is.
Right. I'm not going to tell anyone.
But we will announce whatever is going to be the week after.
Right.
So yeah. But in the meantime, let everyone go and see The Sound of Music because the hills are alive.
Yes, they are. Sound of music. Don't miss out.
And I just, if I may also, it really is an exceptionally beautiful production. It's, you know, when one often thinks, when you hear about the older musicals, that it's what you've seen before. Okay, it was here before, but it really is an exquisitely beautiful production.
And I must add, yes, the
orchestra is good, and the lighting is good, the sets are gorgeous, costumes are gorgeous, and then we've got a gorgeous Maria.
And the cast is all new from last time as well. Mm. You know,
yes,
so come and watch, the new faces, and also remember, it's a very commercial, current production. It's not yeah, old school and sort of stale. It's incredibly exciting.
Yeah. I thought one of the main rules in show business was to never work with children or animals.
Yes,
and then
exactly,
you guys have just obliterated that completely.
Because I'm an animal.
Oh, right. So Andres is working with kids and animals all over.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I like that.
Superstar Andre Swartz, don't miss him in The Sound of Music, happening, and it opens, as you said, Saturday previews, and big opening happening on the 8th. Andre, thank you for being with us, my friend.
Marvellous. Thanks for the call. And then go
thank you. Cheers.
Carmen, I'll see you later.
See you later. Buddy.
See you later. Too, like, your tech rehearsals are happening here. So, Carmen, on that note, you know, we've done quite a few things.
Right.
We have quite a show, yeah?
We've had a lot of favourite things.
Yeah, okay. So yes. So you have to yodel for us. So let's get that thing going.
I don't know if you need the... No, you can just go.
Yeah, let me just go.
In your key.
So my side is yodel.
Yeah.
Okay. Yodel, yodel, yodel,
wow.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd. Yodel, 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 yodel,
nice.
I love that.
I think they should incorporate that into hip hop, and they could call it like yo dling.
Yo ling. Yeah. And that was me at Hoppers 9, guys. Boom.
Brilliant. Boom, you are ready for that technical rehearsal. We warmed you up.
That is so
cool. The new day warmed me up.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's first is exceptional. Carmen, life is good for you. You're happy.
Yeah, it's exciting. I've got this Joburg Sound of Music, and then Cape Town Sound of Music, and then there's a very exciting project after that coming.
Are you allowed to tell us?
No.
Okay. Are we allowed to get you back in to talk about
yes,
it?
Yes, later.
Because we love you. Just like you're going to be like part of the whole like.
Oh,
vibe.
I'm so excited! I'll come say hi anytime you want.
But you are exceptional. Number
thank
one,
you.
Number two, you're kind.
Oh, thanks.
And you know what? That will transcend on stage and. Especially in the role of Maria, because it's a very beautiful role. And we're going into the week of the Passion. We're going into Easter mm-hmm, weekend. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, that represents a lot about love, a lot about respect, a
family.
Lot about the teachings of God, if
yes.
you think about
it's
it.
A yes, family, music, religion, spirituality.
There's all of that in it.
Yeah.
And love, actually.
And
ultimately.
we all know, we all relate to this musical, even though some people are in denial about it. Mm. We really all do. That's why it works phenomenally worldwide. Mm. So.
And it's one of the most favorite things that you can see. On that note, Nathan wants to try something, because I know we're going to leave in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
But these are a few of your non-favorite things.
Okay.
Okay. So like, how does it start? It goes just.
So it goes.
Girls.
Girls. I'm sorry, my brain.
Girls
in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
You need background music.
No, we can do. Okay. We'll play
that. My nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
What are some of the worst things?
No, exactly. So now you got to go, what are the worst things?
So I got to sing and do it.
But what are your actual worst things? So germs, we know germs.
Smokers that blow the smoke in my face. Germs on anything whatsoever I avoid.
Pavement oysters that stick to your shoe.
And finally, Jacob Zuma is through.
Yes!
That's a favorite thing, yeah.
It is. Oh, sorry, that wasn't the...
Yeah. That is... Yeah,
right. I got that wrong. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Okay.
What else is my worst? Brussels sprouts.
Well, anyway, I'm going to have a Brussels... Okay. On that note, do not miss The Sound of Music. It's opening at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Absolutely superb.
I've already bought 10 tickets.
How cool. Yeah, we love that.
You
absolutely,
lie.
We love
it.
You have to. Yeah. Don't miss Riad Musa, the top comedian at Theatre on the Square. Of course, Daphne's Place. Don't miss it. It's going to be great comedy. It's called Life Begins, because he turned 40. Things happen. Chris Chameleon. Cut and Wolf is going to be tops at Delta Park. And, of course, don't miss, because it's only 4 days or 5 days left, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
It is phenomenal.
It is.
Paul, I've heard.
Gemma and Paul are outstanding. Do not miss the stuff. Yeah. The magic is all around the country, and absolutely, it is in South Africa. Wherever you are in the world, if you come to South Africa, come and see
it. Groundbreaking. Don't miss it.
Come and see the theatre.
There's an angry inch outside, okay, so we've got to get going.
So on that note, my dear, have the best Easter, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. May all the spirit and everyone be with you, but for all the Christians, hey. It's a risen day. Happy Easter.
Adieu.
On that note, remember, this is cliffcentral.com, and it is The Unview.
The thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
We're always fabulous. Yay!
The Unview. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com. This is cliffcentral.com.